This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Duty here on the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, with the Victoria's on vacation this week. Jay is tending to her flock. Is one child a flock? I guess probably not. All right. The Democratic situation in Los Angeles, well, actually in California. I always say Los Angeles when I mean California, Jennifer, because to me, Los Angeles is California. I'm safe. All right, so the metro areas with the lowest COVID rates happen to be the places where candidates like Newsom get most of their votes. Why do you suppose that is? Why is it that under the circumstances the Democrats seem to be doing a better job than the Republicans? At least that's the
I don't know if that's the
claim.
Case. I just know that, yeah, I think that a lot of the a lot of the war in this election, I think, was about vaccine rights compared with, you know, being not necessarily anti-vax, but anti-mandate. And so you had a lot of people who were pushing back in the state who didn't like the closures. I mean, think about this recall of Newsom. This was not a failure by the people who were who were doing this. In fact, these were small business owners who were fighting back against Gavin Newsom that came together and did extraordinary things. And so I think where you have these pockets of resistance in Los Angeles County, I don't know if it's by mistake or not that COVID numbers are different. Certainly it is, as you know, there's so much commuting back and forth. It's really hard to even draw any conclusions because everything blends together in LA County. But in looking back at this recall, think about how successful it was when you put into perspective that Gavin Newsom took almost $100 million in big business money. Mm-hmm. The recall did not get to spend that much money. The recall was made up of private citizens pushing back. Gavin Newsom took money from Netflix, from Airbnb. He took money from Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg was a huge donor to the governor. And a lot of people decided to donate to him because it's good to have favor with this governor. He pays back political favor. You know, Blue Shield's a great example of that. They donated a ton of money to the governor in his last race, which was in 2018. And they were rewarded last year when they were given the no-bid contract to roll out the vaccine throughout the entire state.
How does he have the authority to do that? That's a question that a lot of people were asking. Why can he do that? Why?
This is the problem in California, is that, and this is why when people go, gosh, it's really, you know, God, the recall failed. Well, no, it shook it up a little bit. The machine in California is so gigantic. And these people know it. I mean, Dianne Feinstein has enriched herself and her husband. Her husband holds the no-bid contract on the high-speed bullet train that never went anywhere.
So that train to nowhere, ladies and gentlemen.
And billions of dollars were poured into that project, and the only one making money off of it was him. Mm. So, you know, until we start making these changes incrementally, until we show that enough is enough, until we show that there's a little bit of fight here in California.
Have we gone too far? Do people?
Yeah.
I see this as the demon here. Somewhere in this woodpile is the Chinese government. I think the Chinese government is responsible. Let me follow the trail for a second. That somehow, in a subtle, quiet way, the Chinese government has been involved, and we've been talking a lot about September 11th. I think the Chinese government was involved in helping the crisis or the situation with the terrorists get worse. They were behind the scenes. I think they've been stirring the pot for decades, trying to do whatever they can to destroy America from within. And so it continues. I think that they've influenced through the same thing you're talking about. I think you could make an argument that as Citizens United was passed, look, who's responsible for that? And you can say, well, it's this. Well, I think there's a Chinese influence there. And then you go further, the amount of money that goes to politicians like Gavin Newsom, the influence that they have to stir the pot, the influence that if someone has come up with a plan to take civics and teaching how the United States government works out of schools so that people are clueless. They don't know how to vote. They don't know who the candidates are. I think the Chinese government has influenced the news media. I think that they're into everything in order to destroy our way of life, and I think that they're doing a fine job of it. You just look around and see all the things. I think they're behind the Black Lives Matter movement to a certain extent. Now, you can call me crazy, but somewhere in the whole mess of things.
You're onto it.
Yeah.
They're in everything.
They're in everything.
Corporations, politicians, Hollywood, and activist groups. They have a lot of money to spend, and absolutely. And they are also making money from these decisions. This was what was uncovered about Gavin Newsom during this recall process. We found out multiple occasions that Gavin Newsom sent billions of dollars to China and got nothing back for the state of California. Made a mass deal with them that fell through, sent them a lot of money. We find out that CalPERS, the pension system in California, is investing in the Chinese military. I mean, are you kidding me? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And this is by design. This is not a mistake.
And
this
is the kind of
that Biden won't investigate China, that he's burying the report about China being the ones behind the COVID virus.
Why do we bury the report? The lady that is actually, we had Kristen Breitweiser on the program yesterday, and it's now her interview with me is now in the form of a separate podcast that you can download at djvshow.com. You want to be shocked about she'd be good to have on your local LA show, Jennifer. She's a widow that had become an advocate for the investigation into the attack. Nobody has been charged with anything. And she goes into detail about our relationship with the Saudi government, Saudi business, and the fact that not only were these people Saudi citizens that flew the planes and were in the planes, they were paid. The money to pay to get them to learn how to fly in America came from the Saudi government. And the Saudi government, who's one of the biggest users of their product? The Chinese government. So, you know, come on. 2 and 2 is still 4. Anyway, that, by the way, the Kristen Breitweiser interview is as a podcast, shows up at djvshow.com. You can get it, you can listen to it. We posted it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Very, very compelling conversation. And so on and on it goes. Larry Elder said when the announcement was made that Newsom had prevailed that we may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war. I guess I would want to know from you, because you and Larry are close. Larry and I are friends, but I haven't been as close to him. You talk to him every day. He's been on the same radio station in L.A. that you've been on. He and I worked together on another L.A. radio station a number of years ago. But he says we're going to win the war. What's the war? Is the war the next election? Is Larry going to run for governor in the next election? I don't know.
I guess we'll have to stay tuned. Certainly, three of the candidates who were on the ballot last night made claims, that these kind of claims, that they lost the battle, but they'll win the war. Both John
but
Cox
they didn't
and Kevin
win.
Faulkner.
But the way that, and this is the problem with politics as well, instead of talking about the issues, I was talking about my friend Charlie Sizitsky, who won the primary in Framingham based on issues. Never talked about the mayor, other than the job that was done, or the job that isn't being done, and how the Framingham voters and taxpayers are suffering. He never took off on her, but she's taken off on him because that's the only way she can win. And with Newsom, you look at all he did was portray Republicans as Trump-loving extremists. He didn't talk about what he did, and people are like drones.
Well, he had also look at how many union members are in the state of California. They mobilize those union members. That's really where that's the uphill battle, is that you've got the union and you've got millions and millions of dollars flying into the hands of Gavin Newsom. So it's an uphill fight. And whether or not Kevin Faulkner or John Cox or Larry Elder decide to run again next year, I think that the governor still has a lot of explaining to do because he owns the mess that is California. Yeah. And so as much as he may have survived a recall, he owns every single problem. And look, people get it. The reason he called Larry Elder Donald Trump, the reason that he said that it was a Republican recall, that it was a recall of white supremacists in the state of California, is because he couldn't have a real substantive debate on the issues because he's failed at every single one. And that's not just politics here. We could talk a lot. You know how I feel about Joe Biden's presidency. I think it's pitiful and awful. But he's done things that we could debate about whether or not they're right or wrong. Gavin Newsom has done nothing. There is no opportunity to even debate about what he's done because there's been inaction and inactivity. So he's got a lot to own, and I think these Republicans, if they can start to get together, and if you get some independent support, I don't think it's over yet. We're just chipping away at this big machine.
Where was Arnold on all this? Did Arnold support anybody?
He didn't support anybody, but he did say that the circumstances surrounding this recall were very similar to when he pulled off defeat and won his recall race.
Right. Senate conservatives filibustering any attempt to raise the debt ceiling. The Democrats are not going to be able to get this bill through. I guess Pablo Cruz here is going to probably, that's not fun. That's Ted Cruz. Not one of my faves. Anyway. He says that he's going to filibuster so that they can't raise the debt limit. That is good because every time they just keep spending and raise their debt limit. More money?
Yep.
Let's borrow more money. And we're up to $24 trillion in debt now.
You know, we know that Ted Cruz can filibuster. I hope that he stands there and doesn't stop until because he can go. He's done it before for, I think, 24 hours.
Yeah. And then Schumer says neither party can wash their hands of responsibility to pay the bills. Yeah, what a big phony.
No kidding.
He is such
None
a
of us
fraud.
Can.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what is he? He's adding fuel to the fact that there's no fire, frankly. Anyway, so it goes on and on and on. And so it becomes pedantic talking about it. I just thought it was interesting to underscore the fact that Chinese were involved up to Mickey in this thing. And where's the awareness of that on the part of the major news media? It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Hi. Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, perusing the trending items. All right, so what do you think if I were to ask you, because Jay puts these lists together, does a great job, what do you think is the number one trending things? If you were doing the trending stories, the list of them, and putting it together, editing it, that sort of thing, like Jay does, what would you say is the number one trending story?
Oh, gosh. Well,
from
just
your
because
perspective.
You have to know where I came from. The last, I don't know, the last 72 hours, I haven't slept much, and it's been politics all the way. So, obviously, for me, it's been the recall. I did a big event for my local radio station on Sunday where we had a lot of the big talk radio guys, Mark Levin and some of the others, come in and talk about the midterm. So that's kind of been my focus, obviously, the recall. But I think really, truly, for me, the thing that caught my attention outside of politics yesterday was the passing of Norm Macdonald. I really don't – I think because we didn't know he was sick, that was so – it just took everybody by surprise.
By surprise, you're right. All right, here's another trender. Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg are working on a movie together for Netflix, and apparently a crew member working on the set suffered a horrific fall – serious injuries. Matter of fact, he was forced to use the paramedic had to use a defibrillator to get his heart started again. This was at the Sunset Gower Studios. Fire department stated 38-year-old man fell from a catwalk about 60 feet in the air. Oof. How do you
survive? Some people say that a production person said it was around 30 feet, but no matter what. They said that when they got there, the man didn't have a pulse. They were performing CPR, and we don't know what happened with this person. But this has happened. I don't know if you remember. You're not a wrestling guy, but this happened. I think it was Owen Hart who fell from the rafters in a big arena. Imagine that. He was up there trying to perform a stunt and fell. This, it's no joke. And, God, I don't know. I would think twice about being asked to go up and climb around anywhere.
It's dangerous.
My feet are best on the ground, that's for sure.
Well, some of the things, they're trying to make things so realistic these days, and sometimes the stars, like when you get right down to brass tacks, some of the stars themselves have been hurt. If you look at the last Mission Impossible thing, wasn't it Tom Cruise who was jumping off that high building and he broke his ankle?
Yeah.
And my pal Tucker, when he was filming Debris last year, broke his ankle and had to be, they shut down the production
right.
for almost a month.
Oh, that's right, they shut down production. Yeah,
right. It's very, you know, if you want to do, even if you don't, imagine the danger for men and women who are stunt people. At the end of every movie or television program, there's always a list of a dozen or so stunt people who are an integral part. I think it's very clever how in the old westerns and the old fight scenes, you could see that it wasn't the same guy. John Wayne didn't sucker punch. It was somebody else who was in his outfit. But you could tell, you know, the way they wore the hat, it wasn't the same person. But today, the way they can use, I guess, however they use the technology that they have, you can't tell that it isn't the person who's the star that's doing the stunts. And in most cases, it isn't. It's not the star. Although some, as I say, like Tom Cruise, like to do their own stunts.
Mm-hmm.
But they have heavy insurance policies, and the studios don't like to. So somebody who has the status, if you will, of a Wahlberg or a Cruise, somebody like that, and they say they want to do their own stunts, okay. So the studios don't fight with them, but they have huge, huge insurance policies on them. And they don't like, you know, having to pay those bills, but they, you know, they kind of acquiesce, as you said, to the so-called the stars because that's what they want to do. And if I were doing that sort of thing, I don't know. I mean, I do silly stuff on the farm all the time. I don't know what the insurance, nobody knows what I do. So, but there are a lot of circumstances where I do some stuff that's not very smart and I had to have other people do it. But I guess my ego is what's prevailing there. And maybe that's the case with the stars. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on Wednesday told lawmakers how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Larry Nassar is a convicted sex offender. For 18 years, he was the team doctor of the United States Women's National Gymnastics Team, which gave him access to hundreds of girls and young women whom he sexually abused. China's D.C. embassy said Thursday a new security pact between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia is a Cold War mentality. The AUKUS partnership is counter to Beijing's pacts in the Indo-Pacific. French officials also condemned the alliance. France lost a $90 billion submarine contract with Australia's government because of the pact. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One person possesses the authority to launch America's massive nuclear arsenal, the president. When America flinches and Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley takes control of the nuclear football and reports to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, treason to the American people's presidential choice should be met with decisive constitutional legal action. No one is above the president when the decision to strike or not strike needs to be made. Not some unelected military lifer. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy on Fox News reminds us what happened in Myanmar could happen in the United States.
Unelected generals do not get to have their own personal foreign policies. And I think the general has conceded that he did have communications with the Chinese Communist Party and its military wing. We need to see a transcript. They need to release it in an unclassified setting with as minimal a number of redactions as possible. This is serious. This is more than just insubordination. As a people, we've decided that we want to maintain a wall between our commander-in-chief, who must be a civilian. It's the President of the United States, who is duly elected. A wall between the president and the military. And there's a reason for that. Go look at Myanmar. Go look at Guinea right now.
A forthcoming book by journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa claim General Mark Milley stepped way out of bounds. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the universe of radio, this is the DJV show. Excited to be here, even though sometimes it sounds like we're more excited than others. And that's probably the case because we're human beings. You know, these people that most of the time I'm up, most of the time I'm happy, most of the time life is good, life is great, and lots to be thankful for. But there are some days when you feel like crap, when you either don't feel good physically, emotionally, whatever it is. And Jennifer, the yeoman that she is here. Victoria's on vacation. Jay's son is not feeling well. So it's sort of back to the good old days, Jennifer, with just you and me. Here
we
are.
You and me, kid. Yep. We have fun, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Well, even though I am tired today. I'm not in a bad mood, but it's one of those days where I'm just like, huh.
Well, you've been at it for weeks.
Who packed
the
semi-truck on my shoulders? Who parked that thing up there?
Yeah, well, we do as much. I can remember the same circumstance when I was on KVC for 3 hours or so a day, did this program, and it was at the opposite end of the day. Like, I did evenings on KVC.
Yeah, split shift.
And then I'd go into the so-called talent lounge, and I'd sleep on the couch for a couple of hours, and then I'd get up and do this program. Because it was 1 o'clock in the morning there, you know, the time we started it here.
You've been a crazy person from way back, is what you're saying, right?
I've been, yeah, exactly. This has been going on forever. But you've been burning the candle as you needed to, because this is the mainstay. It's a different, the program you do in KRLA is much more politically focused than this program is.
And as we call it, so local and such a topic in California,
right,
where I'm mixed, you know, and the implications for the rest of the country have been a part of this. What does the win mean? How many votes did each candidate get? I mean, you imagine that Larry Elder got 2, and maybe at the end of this, maybe even closer to 2.5 million votes. Because they're still counting, and they're still counting day of.
Good.
And day of voting is highly, probably more, day of voting is anti-Governor Newsom is what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's all Republican because it's not. But the people who were trying to recall him voted in person on the day of. That's what I did. And so all of those votes are still being kind of counted. So I expect he'll see some numbers kind of jump his total up a little bit. So what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Who voted for him?
A lot of people don't like Gavin Newsom or would like to have some changes. Yeah, there'll be some changes made. Well, I told you about my local election here in Framingham. I love going to the polls. I love to look at. I was voter number 507 in my precinct.
That's cool.
To look at the machine. I like to get my ballot. I like to fill it out. That's what voting is all about. The changes that I would make if I were able, if I were king of the world, or at least king of Massachusetts, I'd make sure you showed an ID and proved who you were when you went in to vote, and that there was no other way to vote. You had to go into the polling place to vote. And that, no electronic anything. You fill in the ballot and you stick it in the box. And then, I suppose nature takes its course, if you will. That's the way it's supposed to be, in my mind. That's the way it's fair and safe and just. So, food for thought. I was thinking about what's going on in Minneapolis. We're still on to the George Floyd thing. How many years later? How many years? It was May of 2020, so a year and a half, right?
Yeah, year and a half.
Yeah. So, the 4 police officers that pled not guilty in federal court this week to charges they violated George Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin, the other police officers, Chauvin's the one everybody knows, Tao Tu, I think is how you pronounce his name, or something like that, Alexander Kuhn, and Thomas Lane. They were arraigned on federal civil rights charges. They were on Zoom. Apparently they didn't have to be in the courtroom, which I also think is wrong.
COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Enough of that. When wear a mask and go in and take your medicine. So, I don't think. Well, I don't know what to think here.
Well, all of them pled not guilty. Federal court. Yeah. They didn't know if the federal government was going to get involved with this. Typically, the federal government wouldn't. But were his civil rights violated? Is the question. And that's why the federal government stepped in. So all 4 of them are now going to have to stand trial in federal court. And remember, Derek Chauvin's already facing a sentence from Minnesota, excuse me. And the other 3 officers are going to be on trial locally after the federal trial is over. So, again, it's a lot and a lot to follow. And it does slow down the local process, which is why the other 3 officers haven't stood trial yet. So we'll see what happens. They were filed after, I think while we were waiting, actually, for the verdict in the Floyd case.
Mm-hmm. It's come out that a couple of days after the attack in Washington on the 6th of January, that the Joint Chief Chairman Mark Milley, is it Milley or Milley? I never pronounce his name.
Milley.
I think it's Milley, right. He single-handedly took secret action to limit Trump from potentially ordering a dangerous military strike or launching any nuclear weapons. The story in the Washington Post today, focusing on the book by Bob Woodward, and one wonders, he's a big four-flushing phony as far as I'm concerned. He writes stuff so that he can sell books. But I don't know, what is there to this?
A lot of people are calling on, and Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I think a lot of people have thought that he was kind of politically corrupt or politically active. active more than
not supportive of Trump anyway.
Well, I think just a political figure rather than one who is looking out for the interests of our military and for.
But using the term going rogue, that's how they sell books.
Well, yes, of course. And so President Trump said that that Woodward is a hack. And that he would be surprised if this was true. But he said if it does prove to be true, then Milley should be charged with treason. So, I mean, this isn't
Milley
great.
Said,
Milley, a lot of people are calling on him to resign because of the claims in the book.
This is too, yeah. You never know when a president's, what his trigger point is. Apparently that quote is from the book, according to this article in the Washington Post. And no matter what you're told, you do the procedure. You do the process. I'm part of that procedure. He said he went around the room, looked at every officer, and asked them to confirm they understood that Trump was a problem, apparently. So, anyway, I find...
Apparently it wasn't a problem when Biden left behind our allies and our American citizens in Afghanistan. He had no problem with that. You know, that was okay.
Well, it's all politics, as you know. All politics. So... I saw a couple of things, and I bring myself back around to talking about Framingham, Massachusetts, which is where I've lived all of my life. There are not enough school bus drivers. They can't find people, not only here in Framingham, but across
the state.
That's
not just a local, that's across the country.
Right. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem is, I suppose, pay, but there's no highlight in the story as to why there really is a shortage. There are people struggling to hire all across this country and around the world as far as that's concerned. It's a problem attracting workers at this point in time. So I look at this situation and I see between the lines. Yes, it's hard to find somebody to drive a school bus. Why is that? The pay's pretty good now. The problem is that the kids are so unruly. On the fights that go on the high school buses, knives, guns, things. I'm not saying that's the case everywhere, but I do know specifically, I used to be in the bus business. When I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, I took over a family school bus business, and I became one of the largest operators in Massachusetts, not only doing school buses, but I had transit buses, local buses, community buses, express buses, charter buses. At one point in time, I had 400-plus buses, units, and 700. I mean, it was nuts. It was crazy. Anyway, but the bottom line is, excuse me, even back then, there was trouble with youngsters in school because you couldn't discipline them. The driver of the bus, if a kid gets up or starts a fight, the driver has to go to the police station. He can't or she can't do anything about
That's
the
crazy.
Fight in the bus. Of course it's crazy. And so that's really part of the problem here. But here in Massachusetts, the governor has activated, excuse me, the National Guard to drive some of the school buses. 90 of the National Guard training this week so that, like in Framingham, we're, excuse me, we're short. I apologize. The allergies this year are over the top. I cannot get through a radio program without getting congested. And I've taken some stuff the last few days, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. It's just there. Anyway, back to this. The parents, some people are saying, well, parents ought to drive the buses. And then, you know, it's all the rules and regulations. Like, I could drive a bus because I've driven buses and trucks and stuff all my life. But they wouldn't let me in a bus because I don't have a special license. So I have to go. It doesn't make any difference what the emergency. We have to protect the children. Really? I've been driving buses and trucks since I was 16 years old. So
you need a special permit. It doesn't matter if you know how to do
the
it.
Government,
you need a permit.
Exactly, right. Yeah, you got to have a permit.
Government wants a piece of that. And, you know, I don't know about the idea of the parents driving the buses, because can you imagine if a bus driver can't get involved in an altercation, what would happen if a busybody parent got involved in an altercation? People would go apoplectic about it.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I've seen it happen, frankly. It's apparently my child didn't do that. It's not my child.
Right.
Somebody else's
Johnny.
Child.
No.
Right, exactly. The story of a South Carolina lawyer who arranged for another man to kill him after a few words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, so if we didn't have people to talk about, what would we talk about?
We wouldn't
have much to talk about. So here's this guy named Alex Murdaugh, who
not to be confused with Alex Murder.
Yeah, right. Different. Or axe murder. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's 53 years old. He survived a shooting. This shows you how bad the hitman was. He hired a guy to kill him so that his son could collect a $10 million life insurance policy. God. All right? So the police report says he was shot in the head while supposedly changing a flat tire. But the guy who was hired to kill him, Curtis Smith, who was arrested, he missed. the shot grazed his head. That was it. So he's not been arrested, but the guy he hired to kill him has been arrested.
I'll get arrested too.
I would have thought so. So anyway, apparently this guy's wife and son, his older son, were shot to death on a hunting lodge that they had, and nobody knows whether it was. You know, now they're thinking it was the husband. Huh? Yeah, right. Yeah. Cheney went on the shooting trip. Anyway, he says, I have a lot of demons. I regret that the murders of my wife and son have caused me to not look at life the way I want to, and I don't want to live it anymore. I just want to die. So
sad.
It is kind of sad when you think about it. His law license was suspended. But if you're that the desperation, so put yourself in that position. And then hire a bad hitman. and what do you get? The American Family Farmer Program, something I'm very proud of every week. I tell new stories how to make farming better for the family farmer. Farm, family, food, all tied together. You want to hear my stories every week? Check out American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Three past the hour, time for a conversation with the world famous Elizabeth Miller. The audience is clamoring for more info about Calitrin, as she consults with lots of people, even directly when they call on the phone to get info. You can do that online as well, because there are always consultants. Do you actually handle some of the people that will quiz some of the folks there at Calitrin on how it works? Do you take some of the calls, and do you take
I do. I do take
chats?
Calls. Now, I'm not one of the personal Calitrin consultants. You know, every time you order Calitrin, you get assigned a personal Calitrin consultant who checks in with you on your journey, makes sure that you're loving it, that you're seeing the results, and they're really great at helping you reach your weight loss goals. So they have tons of resources that they send, and it's just nice having somebody to check in with. But I'm not a personal Calitrin consultant, but I do answer the phone and help people.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know what?
It's more important to be in touch with the people that actually use this stuff so that you know what experience. We have all of these. When we go to toploss.com, you can see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people with their success stories. But you, right, in actually talking to them, you get, there's more life to it, if you know what I mean. There's more connection.
Right.
Maybe that's
I've also had success with the product myself, too. I've got a lot of family that's had success with it, and I have, too. So I'm right there with everybody. Just want to lose weight, feel good.
Yeah. You're talking about resources. One of the resources that's available at toploss.com are a number of books and articles and things that get people to focus on why weight loss, having a healthy weight. I'm 5'8", I weigh 174. Been pretty consistent at that weight for a long time, and so I'm fairly comfortable, but there's always room for improvement. And so there are specific books and articles that you can find. It's sort of like you have a library. Have you ever read any of these books, or the articles that
Yes, we do. We have a lot of really great resources on there. If you go to our website, toploss.com, there's actually a tab for resources. And anybody can access those. You can go on there right now and check it out. If you go to toploss.com, it's on the top right side of the page. It says resources. And when you click on that, we've got things like the secrets to safe yet effective weight loss when you're a diabetic. We've got the definitive guide to healthy natural weight loss. We've got how to use Calitrin to support healthy weight loss. We've got a guide on there how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss. So most of it is geared towards healthy weight loss. But, you know, our customers, we don't promote, here, take this drug, take this stimulant. Calitrin is all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. It's safe even if you're on medications, and I know most people are on at least one. It's safe even if you're on medications. It's not going to interfere with anything like that. But we're also in it for the long haul as far as your health goes. You know, Calitrin is going to help you lose the weight the way your body wants to. So it's not a quick fix for weight loss. Our 90-day program is where it's at. That's where our huge 86% success rate is. But, you know, once you lose the weight with Calitrin and you're doing it the way your body wants to, you're not likely to gain it back after you get off of Calitrin. Your body has revved up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. And then once you do that and your metabolism is boosted again, you can get off of Calitrin and maintain this weight loss. Now, a lot of people do stay on it because they love it for all the side benefits, hair, skin, nails, joint pain, better sleep when you're taking it at bedtime. There's tons of side benefits there, but you don't have to stay on it forever. I use it around the holidays, you know, when it's eating season, which is coming up right now. I know food is, you know, they've already got the Halloween candy out everywhere.
Oh, my God. So let's take a moment to go through the fall sale, because fall starts very soon, or we're getting closer to it. We can almost reach out and touch it. So what do we offer people who go to toploss.com? Use the DJV code. What do we get?
Well, right now, the DJV code gets you free shipping on all orders of Calitrin. And you just, in the promo box, type DJV, and that will get you free shipping on all orders of Calitrin. Plus, right now, we've got a fall into fall sale where when you buy that proven 90-day supply, the one with the huge success rate, you get $20 off and 2 months free. So that's what's going on right now this week for the fall sale. It's saving $20 on that proven 90-day supply and getting an additional 2 months absolutely free. So website is toploss.com. You can check out the special there. The before and afters are on there and all those resources that we were talking about. Toploss.com. Call us. We have real live people right here in America. We've got Calitrin consultants available. Me, I'm here. I'll answer the phone and talk to you too if you want to. Our number is toll free 1-800-325-4366. That's 800-325-4366.
Or go to toploss.com. Use that code DJV on checkout. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, toploss.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.